Hi, Cole. What are you doing this time?
Gary, take this gun and look at these huge bags of blood.
Oh, yeah, those are full to bursting.
Yeah. Don't ask me where I got them. Don't worry about it.
I don't care.
Okay. Yeah. I figured to randomize for this game, we would do some blood spatter analysis.
Okay. I feel like we've done it before, but let's do it again.
Yeah. So on the wall behind this big bag of blood, I've got these other ones here for backup. Or just for playing around with, feel it. Just feel it. It's real fun.
Yeah. It's one of those things.
Yeah.
Those little goof tubes, little wet tubes that you can, you know what I'm talking about? Those little rubber tubes you can, they're full of water.
that kind of escape your hands. Yeah.
Why don't those things have a name?
Because I think the only thing you could call them is a fleshlight.
Yeah.
Hey, can I get
really
one of those
uncomfortable fleshlight?
Oh yeah.
Like, that wouldn't work.
Nope. Not at
all. Anyone who's used a fleshlight wouldn't say that. we gotta get you a boy.
On the wall behind these, I've got a big old grid of letters. Okay. And I'm gonna ask you to open fire on this bad boy, and we're gonna see where the dots land.
That sounds good. All right, let me it didn't work. That's okay. It still burst the blood, but it wasn't a very good gun.
Yeah, it was really weak. It was basically an air rifle. Sorry. Yeah. Well, you got a couple of dots here. It was mostly a splash up from off the floor.
What is this, a gun from Halo?
am I right?
Take that, Needler.
Yeah.
Or,
So let's see here. We've got a V. We've got an I. We've got an S. It says Viscera Cleanup Detail.
Okay. I wish I liked this more than I do.
Yeah. No, same.
Yeah. My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
And you're listening to Abject Suffering. And may I say that Ours was a totally underrated album.
Is that a David Bowie album?
Yeah, that's a reference to the Venture Brothers.
Watching
Board saying that. But then it's not an underrated album. It's exactly rated as exactly what it should be.
It's appropriately rated album. Yeah.
Yeah.
This week we are talking about Viscera Cleanup Detail. Kind of a joke game. This was
half joke, half point.
Yes.
You know?
This was demanded by Cody, who said, Cole once told me on a stream that he found this game demoralizing, so I'd like to help him face his fears.
Okay. Yeah. Tell me more about the demoralization.
So we'll get into the premise here. The idea is you're the person who shows up after a big, gory battle in these science facilities or whatever, and you've got to clean up the carnage afterwards, right? So you're throwing parts of bodies, parts of bugs, parts of aliens into these, picking them up. You're mopping all the blood up after you throw things away and burn them, things like that. This is like I would put this in like the soft sim kind of category, you know, where you're being a janitor. It's pretty detailed, and kind of the game is really banking on making this feel as tedious as possible and also making it super easy to undo all of your progress. So like when I say it's demoralizing, like the actual premise of this, I think is cool.
Yeah.
You know,
like, it sounds like coal bait.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Like, it sounds like another yard work simulator for coal.
Yes.
But it's not a very good version of one of those, I think.
No. So when I call this demoralizing, a thing that happens in this, right? So you go around, you pick up the chunks, that's fine. Right. And then you start, mopping, some places. Well, it simulates carrying around the mop water, which will spill. Yes. You know,
unless you walk as slow as you possibly can.
Right. Which is fine if it's clean. You just have to go and throw that bucket away and then get a new one. But if you know, you bloody your mop after like three little pushes, so you've got to, you know, dip it in there. You might knock the bucket over when you're doing the dip, which will just put all that blood back on the floor. And the blood water is completely full up after about like three empties. So you can clean like a little corner before you have to pick this up. In which case you might just spill that and suddenly you're transferring it everywhere. Also, it is tracking your footsteps.
Your footprints.
Yeah. So you know, don't walk there. I just mopped. You're running into that the whole time. Additionally, because so much of this is the aftermath of gun battles, you are also taking around these old disposable trash cans and picking up spent shells, right? The ejected casings, right? You have to do this one at a time. Like you can use a mop or you can use a broom that you find in the level to like push them into a little pile, but you've got to pick them up and then very gingerly make sure you drop them or throw them just correctly. And make sure when you pick up the can that you're going as slow as possible because you don't want to upset that. And then suddenly it's spilled all over again. This is demoralizing because even though the act it is simulating could be done in a really engaging way, they are pot committed to making it as tedious as possible. And to making it so you undo a bunch of your progress for basically no reason.
It's harder than actually doing it.
Yes.
Which is the problem. Like if you're going to make a yard work simulator, none of the yard work simulators are as hard as actually doing the yard work.
Yes.
Like I haven't played Power Wash Simulator, but I bet you would agree it's not as hard as power washing.
No. Like in Power Wash Simulator.
You're holding a controller.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty easy. It's light.
Yeah, you know? You're holding a controller. Like Power Wash Simulator, if they were interested in like actually doing it, like they would enforce that you had to wash from the top down, right?
Yeah.
They
would... I mean, there'd be a million things they would do.
Oh yeah.
Like
I could.
We all know that you know a lot about power washing, Cole. Let me get to my grander point.
No, I'm supporting your point, Gary.
I know.
I
didn't want you to go down a power washing rabbit hole and tell me all you know about power washing. It's immaterial. As it's an abstract in this.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
My point is you make these things easier. Like the lawn mowing simulator game, it's easier than mowing a lawn.
Mm-hmm.
By making it as tedious as possible, I think they're underscoring their point.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I first heard about this, I was like, that's a cool idea for an art game. It's just trying to ask you to think about the violence of games. I'm sick of that point, but fine.
Yeah.
In a different angle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, this leads this carnage. The carnage would be really gross.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Done. Right? Mm-hmm. Like there's your game. That's a cool idea. Somebody has to come along at the end.
Yeah.
But then they say, let's make this actually way more obnoxious than it would ever be in real life to make sure you're constantly frustrated by it.
Yeah.
So then it's like a game against housework as opposed to against violence. You know, like it ends up hitting ironically some splashback and hitting like a different target. Like, I hated, like, I didn't like playing this game. There's a co-op mode and I was like, this will be fun. Uh-huh. And it's not. It's just like tedious and annoying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, to undo stuff. Like the most fun thing to do is fuck around and like hit each other with mops and stuff.
Uh huh.
You know, but it's not, it doesn't work as what it's trying to do, I don't think.
No. And also, like, if it is forcing you to, if the point is to force you to look at the results of this carnage up close, and really, you know, feel it and see it, like very quickly when you're playing this, you kind of forget that you're throwing a bunch of heads into a furnace.
Yeah.
Right.
Which could also be the point, you know, like, oh, you're so desensitized that you're throwing heads into a furnace.
Yeah.
But that's already what they're trying to undo by making you look at it, because that's the thing I'm feeling when I'm playing Shadow Warrior.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it just ends up being a very confused as an art game, I think.
Yeah.
You know, is my big issue with it.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, and there are a few changes they could make that would actually make this fun, right? That would make this, you know, hashtag satisfying to play.
Yeah.
Right.
Like you could make it a yard work simulator.
Mm-hmm. You
like
make it could be a house
it could
flipper,
be for a,
right?
a colo type. Like this could appear to a colo, appeal to a colo type. 100%.
Yeah.
As it is, it's like it's split the difference where like I don't like yard work simulators very much.
Mm-hmm.
This is a really bad one. You do like yard work simulators. This is not, doesn't hit you either.
Right.
I don't know who this is for.
People are real surprised when they find out that this doesn't do it for me. Right.
Yeah. It sounds like it would.
Mm-hmm. The version of this that I think is good is Heartspace Shipbreaker, you know, which is not, you know, going after the gore or whatever, but it is very fun in your hands and also like gets that, you know, sci-fi dystopia, you know, corporate exploitation kind of vibe going in. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And has like a good story to it as well. Like there's a campaign in that. That is the good version of this to me.
To me, the good version of this is Oberdin, because like the optional thing at the end of this, you know, you can do paperwork or whatever if you want to. And one of the things is figuring out what happened.
Yes.
You know, like how this person dies, stuff like that. Like that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but there's a reason why you don't clean up. It's like the same reason you don't clean up after yourself in theme parks.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know. Like, I'm just not, anything this could do, it undercuts it another way.
Yeah.
It does stuff.
Yeah.
Weirdly, like, low-key, one of my most disappointing games, because the concept of it was so interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I actually played it, I was like, this is not.
Yeah.
You know, I this came out when I was much more in the pocket for art games.
Yes.
You know, as a thing, like, I was just like, oh, that's trying to make a point. I am interested in games that are trying to make a point.
Mm-hmm.
And this may have done something to, like, help me fall, like, not, I still like games that do that, but
yeah,
make me fall more, you know, less in love with that kind of thing.
Did you did you play it back at launch, like when it first came out? Okay. Yeah
the early version, and then I played it, tried it again when co-op was added.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Derek gave it a run.
Yeah
And it's just like, yeah, this is just us at work. Like, we can talk, which is cool, but what if we did this while playing a video game we liked?
Yeah,
you know, we're not getting paid for this. We paid for it. You know, I don't feel bad about Doom while mm-hmm. doing this. Do you?
No,
like, that's, I really, I'm not don't. Getting paid and feeling bad about Doom.
Yeah.
You know, that's a currency. Like, that is one of the rarest currencies in the world.
That's not going to spend. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not going to spend. Like, you, nowhere will take feeling bad about Doom as tender. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And just like, there are other like low stakes fun games to play, that, you know, low stakes games to play with people, while you're like talking and stuff. Like, that's how I've been engaging with Walkabout Mini Golf. I've been using that like for multiplayer, like to catch up with people that I haven't talked with in a while, right? Like, oh, you have a VR? Get this, let's hang out, kind of thing.
Me and Derek played the Kids in School or whatever, Bad Kids in School. You just like run around doing shit.
Bad, you know, Kids in School. I've never heard of this.
I think we did it for the show. If not, we should. It's just a, it's,
yeah,
it's, no, what we, it sounds like.
We never did it. Yeah, we never did this with, for the show. Oh, yeah. That it looks rad.
It's fun. It's just like, it's kind of like Goat Simulator-y almost, but like less ostensibly wacky.
Uh-huh.
You're just like you're in a abstract conception of a school, uh-huh, and there's a bunch of physics shit.
Hmm.
Like a town in a school. That's really it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fun just to fuck around.
Hmm.
There. No. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the game puts me in a bad mood too, but for different reasons.
Yeah. I am also disappointed in this, right? And you felt the things that I outlined there, like the undoing all of your progress kind of stuff.
Yeah. Which would be a point that I would, like, it would readily accept if it were more connected to the main criticism the game is making.
Yeah. And also, like, I don't know, the mistakes that I end up making are things that I would not do in real life. They're completely a result of the artifice. Yeah, like,
exactly. It's harder in this than it is. Same thing that came up with me in like Half-Life Alyx, where like it was harder for me to run away from something than it would be for me in real life.
Right. Right.
Like, a game, you know, something should almost always be a little bit easier in a game.
Yeah.
Not because I want things to be easy. You know, and there are games that, like, there's Quap.
Yeah,
you know, there's things that make it harder. Like, if you put me in Bennett Foddy's Getting Over It, I'd be at the top by now.
Oh, yeah.
I could push myself in a pot hammer.
but by now, you know, 5 years after that game came
out. Yeah. I could probably get it there, just slowly drag myself up a hill of bicycles and assets. You know, I'd get there.
Yeah. Stuff should be a little bit easier, and I think that that's just a thing where, like, even if you're aiming for realism, fun will trump it, you know.
Yeah And it's not even aiming for realism, it's aiming for worse than realism.
Yeah,
which is,
I just when I'm mopping, I'm not walking into the bucket that much, you know.
I also this is totally subjective. I think mopping might be my least favorite of the big, like, capital C chores.
Oh, mopping is terrible. Yeah,
I hate mopping.
I do as little of it as I can. Yeah. In fact, I've got like a little like electronic spin mop kind of thing. Okay. that I use. And like you don't have a bucket for anything. Instead, I take a solution of a little bit of vinegar.
Okay.
So water and vinegar, you spray that down like on the, you know, kitchen tile floor or in the laminate or whatever. And then you just take this and then, you know, do that, you know, do the spin mop kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Up and down, gives it a nice little scrub.
It's like a weed whacker that's made of a mop.
Yeah. No, it's like these two like rotating pads on the bottom of it. Okay. Basically accomplishes the same thing as mopping. If there's like a spill you need to get, like you either need to mop that or you need to get it up with a rag or whatever. But like for just like getting rid of footprints and scrubbing up some schmutz, it is way preferable to getting out the bucket, filling it up with the water. Yeah.
Bucket is demoralizing in itself. Wet man.
Yeah.
I'll throw out the Swiffer wet.
Yep.
In this scenario, and that, mm-hmm. that does me just fine. You know, there's a spill.
Yeah.
You still need a rag.
Yeah. But, yeah, you got it. Yeah. And getting around
all right.
that. Yeah.
All right, cool. It's time. Okay. Rank the chores.
Rank the chores.
Yeah.
All right. Number one for me is folding laundry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I like folding laundry. I like a place for everything and everything in its place. You know, you get it out.
Sure.
Never would guess
that about you.
You do your sorts. Okay. And then you fold it up and you put it away. And at the very end, you've got just like a nice packed drawer full of your stuff. You roll up your t-shirts and you put them in there. I've got little drawer dividers. It's very satisfying for me. Yeah.
Okay.
That's going to be number one for me.
Okay. What's number two? We're going through all of them. So.
Number two, mowing the lawn.
Okay.
I've got a riding mower, so it's not very involved or anything.
Okay.
You know, it's just a fun little ride outside. Right.
Okay.
I don't like finding time to mow the lawn. But when I'm out there, it is genuinely good. I got a cup holder, so I got a bottle of water there. Just take the weed whacker around, trim it up. Looks good. Right.
Yeah. You ever drink like a light beer? Or drink like a Rainier?
No, never. I've never gone full King of the Hill with it.
Yeah, I would. I think.
Oh yeah. Sounds nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying hard to think here.
Bottom. Like you can do bottom. We can go to the bottom now.
Yeah, we can. We can go to the bottom. Boy, I hate washing dishes.
Hate washing dishes. Okay.
Yeah. Even though there is no room in my tiny little kitchen for a dishwasher, I got a little countertop one and put it on top.
Yeah, they make those little that wash up to three dishes.
Yep.
Yeah, I've shopped for those before in a small apartment.
It works for, you know, for one person just fine.
Yeah. As long as you run it like basically every day.
Yeah. I just hate it. It is futility made manifest.
Fascinating.
Yeah, really don't like it. Yeah.
There's such like different psychographics that at work here, because like I like washing the dishes, mm-hmm. and the reason why I like washing the dishes is because it's a clear goal. Mm-hmm. I know when I'm done.
Yeah.
You know, I have to have clean dishes to eat.
Right.
You know, like I want to have clean dishes in order to eat. Whereas something like folding clothes, I hate doing.
Okay.
Because clothes work just as fine if you don't. Like I don't have to have that. It's not like I would rather wear a shirt that has not been folded. I don't usually notice versus eating food off of a filthy salmonella ridden disease plate.
I want to make it very clear to the people listening. I don't eat food off of filthy salmonella ridden disease plates.
Let's not go too quick. Everybody listening, hold the jury's out. Okay. Don't make up your mind until you hear both sides of what Cole does with plates.
The
clothes are impeccably folded, but
he's constantly sick. He's just always running a low grade fever.
It's Munchausen by primary.
By self. Yeah.
Yeah. Munchausen by primary.
I'm auto munching. Yeah.
Yeah. Every day I'm auto munching. You know, all I do is use Kleenexes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went down a diaper, three diapers on my way to podcast today.
Here's the thing. If I start dressing out of my hamper, then, you know, like I'm not like dirty clothes hamper, but like, you know, laundry basket, right? Yeah. You know, just sitting there. If I find myself dressing out of my hamper, I know that I'm depressed. that, like, yeah, well, that yeah. That is that, like, that, I don't know if it's a leading indicator or a lagging indicator. It's just, I'll find myself having done that for 3 days, and then I will just take a look around me and realize, oh no, I'm not thriving.
Yeah. Uh-oh. It's a practical concern towards chores, yeah, versus like a self-respecting one.
Yeah.
And I'm positioning myself specifically as the person without self-respect, because I'm not trying to big time you. Like, oh, I'm trying to present these as different paths, not,
yeah,
you know, qualitative differences.
I'm not saying I'm above dressing out of the hamper either.
Yeah,
right.
I also don't dress out of the hamper. I use drawers, but I just kind of roll up shirts.
Oh yeah.
You know, I put them in little circles,
mm-hmm,
you know, and then it tends to work okay, and they're not too wrinkled.
Yeah.
You know, the act of folding I find very unpleasant, mostly for ergonomics. You have to kind of like lean over,
yeah,
a little bit to do it. And I don't like having my spine in that position.
Mm. Yeah.
But it also doesn't feel like a good, like, all of my chores that I like are practical.
Yes.
Like, I like doing dishes, 'cause I just put on headphones and it's done when it's done,
mm-hmm,
you know, and it's like, okay, now we can eat.
Yeah.
You know, that's good. We can eat now. Or like, I take out the garbage. Do that, yeah. I get the garbage out. Like, I don't like that garbage being in here. Now it's out. That's great.
No. Yeah.
Like, I want there to be an immediate result that I can practically feel,
yes,
for a chore.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the, I mean, all, like, all of these chores are things that you do for the future. It's just, the folding the laundry is one that is almost purely, for the future.
You feel good when you open it up.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, that's the missing piece for me. Is, yeah, the feeling good about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Up near the top, love vacuuming. Vacuuming, yeah, is great. Love leaving those lines on the rugs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The, you dust, like dusting?
You know what? Dust is an as needed kind of thing.
Okay.
Right. I would say dusting is actually down there. The primary way that I dust, is I decided to go because the tools that I have, like my battery powered tools ecosystem, is Ryobi. Ryobi sells this thing that is like meant for inflating, like inner tubes or like air mattresses or whatever. But just a little blower. You can use that almost like canned air.
Okay.
Yeah. And you just plug your regular kind of battery, and I've got a shitload of these batteries. So you just pop that in, and then I'll just take that around and then blow off the surfaces of stuff.
Okay.
I probably only do like a pledge and rag, kind of dusting, I mean, a couple times a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like to use a feather duster,
mm-hmm,
because it makes me feel like my original character, Mrs. Doubtbottom. And I like to go around the house and pretend like I'm trying to reconcile with my kids.
Yeah, just going, woo.
Yeah, I make a lot of ghost noises, yeah, like Mrs. Doubtfire used to, which is real, yep, weird. I go through and I do that, and then just gets all the dust on the floor where it's kind of not my problem anymore.
Yep.
Typically, me and Liz, like, I don't like surfaces. I like doing all the things that involve moving stuff.
Okay.
And I don't like surfaces. That's kind of our split.
Yeah,
you know, with the exception, I can do a bathroom. Like, I'll clean a bathroom; it doesn't bother me because it's a small space.
Oh, it's so self-contained. Yeah,
yeah, it's super self-contained. You just wipe everything down, and again, I can see the practical upside of it. Like, this is nice. I don't want to, you know, live in a. This is the filthiest place in the house because of all the pee-pee and poo-poo.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get rid of some of that pee-pee and poo-poo. Not all of it, but let's get rid of some of it.
Yeah,
and make this bathroom, you know, okay. I get the feeling of that. I get a feeling of satisfaction and future gift to myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, in general though, I don't like surfaces.
Yeah.
Other than dusting, because I get to use a feather duster, which I think is kind of fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's not a good tool. It's, you know, it just puts the dust somewhere else.
Yep.
Doesn't clean anything up.
No. It's more of like a dust redistributor.
Yeah. it just kind of, you know, it gives the dust a severance package and sends it on its way.
Yeah.
You know, it lays off the dust.
Yeah. It puts the dust so it can be vacuumed. Yeah.
Great chore. Cleaning out the fridge.
Cleaning out the fridge is really satisfying. Yeah.
That feels great.
Mm-hmm.
You can pull up a chair if it's a serious fridge.
Yep.
You know, so you got the ergonomics there, and just like, look at the fridge. All this food is edible.
Yeah.
Like, all these sauces are still good. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
None of these are mustards that came with the apartment. You know?
Like, none of this is food that I moved.
Yeah. You know, we've all moved food. It's not great.
No.
I don't like doing it, but it's all happened. Like, I can't get rid of the soup. Yeah. None of this is old soup. This is all new soups. It's a new soup for a new future. Clean fridge. Love it.
Yeah. What I want is a fridge that doesn't have a back. You know, yeah, like, okay. like a super deep fridge. Yeah, I got no fucking
like an
use
infinite
for a
fridge.
I don't want is a super deep fridge. What I want is a fridge that is basically all surface area.
Oh, like a medicine cabinet.
Yeah.
Like a refrigerated medicine cabinet.
I don't want to be able to put anything in front of anything else.
That's not a bad idea, but make it as wide as a wall.
Oh,
What you want is like a case, like a freezer case in a store.
Oh, yeah. No, that's it. Yeah, and it's an ADHD thing, right? Like out of sight, out of mind. You know, I hate that my cabinets have doors that I can't see
have
through.
Have depth,
right? Yeah, yeah. You know,
the depth is a real problem. You find stuff back there.
Oh no, you find terrible
that's
things.
A great idea. Yeah, that's a great idea. I thought you meant you wanted it when we said out of back. I just thought you meant one that just went on forever.
Oh no,
and I didn't know where you're going with that.
No, it needs to connect to Narnia. Yeah,
yeah, like. I just need to be able to walk into it like that weapon closet from The Matrix. like get any gochujang available throughout time. Yeah. You know?
I mean, like really like a walk-in fridge would be the way to go. But
that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's a really attract you die in it.
No, oh, yeah.
Like there's literally no way you wouldn't get frozen to death inside it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, if I lived alone, I would not trust myself with a walk-in fridge.
I could hide from Jack Torrance in there though.
Yeah, you could for a while.
Yeah.
For a until minute. The ghouls drug you out until you got out somehow.
Trying to think of other chores and stuff. I like shredding papers.
Shredding papers is pretty fun.
Shredding papers like is too. Good. Yeah.
I wish you could listen to something while doing it. It's so loud.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, like I wish I could podcast during it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they should make something in a not louder than anything paper shredder. They should make something in a not louder than everything in the world leaf blower.
Oh yeah,
like
yeah.
The way leaf blowers are all like the worst thing for the environment, you know, in the world, and also they're like three blocks worth of noise.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, those things suck.
Yeah, those things suck. My hack on that is you get there are like 3M noise dampers, like you know, big earphone kind of things that go over. I wear those when I mow as well. And I just wear my wireless earbuds under the under the ear blockers. Yeah.
My hack for that is I go to the grocery outlet and you go behind it. And usually they're going to throw away like discontinued Butterfingers and stuff.
Okay.
That you can find. And then you gather up all the neighborhood kids and have them manually blow the leaves.
Ooh.
And just if you get, no matter how many kids you get, if they're all just going, it doesn't get that loud.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
And they push the leaves away.
Yeah. Nobody looks sideways at
Butterfingers.
That.
Yeah. No. It's, you know, and they're a bit there. It's win-win.
Mm-hmm.
They get discredited candy and I get the leaves moved. Yeah. I don't actually have a lawn. This is all.
No.
This is I'm just lying.
You're not the Pied Piper, but with Butterfingers.
the Pied Piper of leaf blower children. This place I'm in now, this apartment, you saw it. It doesn't have a lawn. It has like a little garden out front.
Oh, it's wonderful.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck a lawn. Like this is so much better. Speaking of lawnless lives. Mm-hmm. So me and Liv have joked about this before, but we both kind of got this wild hair up our ass and we're thinking about it now. Of maybe buying a floating home.
What is a floating home?
So it's not a houseboat. There's no moat. it's hard to like. We figured out the terminology because we kept looking up houseboats, and they're
like a few like last year when I told you about a ground home, right?
Yeah. It's a house that floats. It's on a marina.
Okay.
You live on the water. You don't have a lawn. Instead, you have a river. And you have, instead of a garage, you have a little boat room. And they seem to be significantly less expensive than traditional homes. Like me and Liv would love to buy a home. Right now, it's very economically difficult to in Portland.
Yes.
You know, we could get one, but then we would just be paying, you know, way more than our rent and mortgage forever.
Right. You know, like it's a terrible time with the, you know, interest rates where they are.
Yeah. And there are disadvantages to this too. I don't need a bunch of, you know, peanut galleries to come yelling at me about like, you know,
oh no,
I understand there are disadvantages to this.
Moisture problems, climate change. Yeah.
Yeah. We're also not like doing it right this second.
Right.
We're just we're batting the idea around like a shuttlecock, you know, no need to take this that seriously, but, you can do that and they look cool. And you don't have a lawn. And instead you just have a river. And when you're talking about, we were talking about you being on the lawnmower, with a beer, I'm not a water guy. I don't like to swim that much. Mm-hmm. I like to sit in an inner tube with a beer.
Oh, yeah.
And I can do so in my water garage.
Yeah, true.
Like, I wouldn't have to be out in public. I could just sit in an inner tube in my water garage.
Yeah, but
with a beer.
But it would also be in city water. Like, it's not going to be like water you really want to be in that much.
No, it's not that bad. The Willamette's like, there's rivers, they're palatable rivers here that people dip into regularly.
Okay.
That is a big thing in Oregon, like going down to the river and jumping in.
Yeah, yeah.
So everybody does it. I'm not saying that necessarily means it's good.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, you know, it's not unheard of. It's not like the Gowanus Canal.
Right.
You know, like it's not, that, you know,
you know, it's like, yeah. You know, it's back in college, I used to get real drunk and swim in Lake Erie with my buddies. Probably wouldn't do that.
This isn't one of those rivers that just sets on fire.
Right.
You know, from all the stuff
we have
in it.
Here. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The no corpses in this river. Like, it's not that kind of river is my understanding.
Yeah.
Liv has always wanted a swan boat. Okay. What other scenario could we have a swan boat?
Yeah, no, the swan boat would basically be, it'd be what you have instead of a port swing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You take the swan boat out on the river. We'd probably meet a lot of people with names like Cactus Jack.
Oh.
You know, like a lot of people with politics, which need not be specified.
Don't worry about it.
A bunch of libertarian weirdos who are all like warm and friendly as long as we don't talk about certain things.
Yeah. And since it's basically on a barge, you could just have it towed somewhere.
That's the thing too, is like, if we ever wanted to move, like, you have to have it towed. You can't, it doesn't have a motor, but you can relocate it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we could unmoor it and just drift for a fun, slow suicide out to sea.
Yeah.
You know, prove some kind of point or die doing it. You know,
prove a point. But see, you know, here's what you get though that you don't get in a landlubbing house. Are you ready to deal with barnacles?
I think I might be. I was reading about it. I've done a little bit of research, and they were like, "There's maintenance. It's different maintenance, but it's not appreciably more than a land house."
Okay,
you know, so I'd be scraping barnacles, but I wouldn't be doing, you know, other stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know, that is home maintenance stuff.
Yeah, I got to tell you, you're not selling me on a floating house. I think that my ideal would still be an earth house, but I can see the appeal. And I'm looking at a bunch of these on Google Images, and these all appear to be stylish. You know, relatively modestly sized, but still stylish homes. Yeah,
some of them are. A lot of them are made during an architectural period that I like a lot, and have, like, you know, those bowed windows.
Yeah,
you know those kind of diner windows.
Yeah.
Things like that. That seem really nice to me.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. We're kind of thinking about it a little bit.
Here's my question for you, though. What are you going to do without a basement?
I would miss having a basement.
Right.
That's 100% true.
You're such a basement person.
I'm a basement guy. Right now, I'm not in the basement, though. Liv's office is in the basement.
Okay.
You know?
I know.
So I've been dealing with it here. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think I can manage.
Okay.
I also might start a new basement under the sea.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Like a diving bell.
You know? So you just build a dry dock under your floating house.
Yeah. Well, there's already kind of a dry dock. There's already kind of the water garage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thing that's kind of like a dry dock. And then I get a diving bell, and I get four stoutmen to man the bellows. And I go down there and I read Call of Cthulhu source books.
Yeah.
I get the Butterfinger boys
to come
manually blow air.
So operate the pumps very quietly.
Exceedingly quietly.
Their parents are so concerned.
Yeah, well, they're not leaving that garage. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Floating house.
Yeah, thinking about it. Just kind of pulling out there. Because it'd be fun. Like, the appeal of home ownership, now that I'm married, like, now has more appeal than it has before.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but if we bought a house in the city, it would either be way more expensive or incredibly tiny.
Yes.
Like, we could buy a one-bedroom house right now, but that would suck.
No, no. Why would you
How
do that?
How would we live?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, right now, we have a two-bedroom house, and it's not big enough for us. Like, we like space, and we have hobbies.
Yes.
And stuff. Like, we need space to do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, thinking about the water house.
Hey, you know, go for it.
Becoming a really different kind of guy. It has retirement vibes to me.
It does have, like, retirement vibes. And I have to say that you have talked about being a water person before.
Yes.
This has been kind of an ongoing theme.
For somebody who doesn't know how to swim, the allure of the sea is pretty high.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. There's something about just like being in, it's the kind of place where you don't have a mailbox. Like you go get your mail in the city once a week.
Yeah.
You know, like basically I want to live like the Maitlands did in Beetlejuice before all the stuff happened. You know, that's the ideal life, I think.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than that. That house is perfect. Like there's nothing better than that.
Yeah. No, it's the appeal of the lake house in Maine, right?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah.
You know, but not without all of the like Stephen King stuff. Without all the mist.
Right.
Yeah. Less mist.
You want the possibility of a little mist.
A little mist, but not that much mist. You're gonna get
so much mist on the water level though.
Yeah. But not spider mist.
True.
You know.
You don't know that.
Yeah, that probably not. I would ask.
Okay.
They have to disclose that. That's what's part of the mist inspection. you do have to have a separate house inspection to see how well the house floats.
Yes.
To see whether it's going to like sink and stuff.
Wait a minute, really?
Yeah, they have to check its like moorings and stuff and see if it is good
to
at
see if it's a vessel sound and true.
Very much so. If I actually go through with this, like not only would I do that, but I would also break a champagne bottle over the house.
Oh, you have to christen it. Yeah, you have to name it.
It'd be great.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. Anybody who, if a kid came over to my house, if a kid is under 12 and came to the house, they have to wear a life jacket.
Oh yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's just true. There's a lot to it. That's very like appealing to me for my specific lifestyle.
Are you serious? A little kid who comes to a floating house has to wear a life jacket.
I think so. I read a thing. There's like a website that's like the Oregon Floating Home Concern that like, you know, I was like, we like floating homes. Would you like it? Uh-huh. And I was reading about it and it said, it's one of the rules. It might just be when you're on the marina.
Okay.
But like, so it might be if they leave the house or on their way into the house.
Yeah. So it'd you be know? Like,
so maybe they can take it off once they go inside. Maybe they can take it off to shower or something. I don't know. Like now the kids are showering at my house. I was just trying to make a joke about.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was unaware of these.
I didn't know about them either. I've been spending a lot of time trying to crack the code for something I could potentially like live in, like stay.
No, yeah.
You know, in the city I want to live in, but buy a house.
Right.
And it's just very difficult. Like not trying to, you know, big time anybody, like, you know, there are a lot of expenses and stuff, but we're doing pretty well right now on the Patreon. We're making okay money.
Yeah.
You know, I'm married, as dual income, no kids. It feels like I could be the last person in America to afford a house.
Yeah.
I might get in right under the wire.
Maybe.
You know? Yeah. With, you know, dual income, no kids, this tax bracket or whatever, maybe.
You've got a lot working for you except for your location.
Yeah.
You gotta be like me. You have to live in a place where nobody wants to live.
I had to move to the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And it sucks because all the places adjacent here that nobody wanted to live, now people want to live.
Oh yeah.
Like if we wanted to move to like Vancouver, Washington or something, there's all kinds of spillover.
That's where all the Uber drivers live.
Exactly. That literally, yes. it's bleak. It's real bleak.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh man. Yeah. But we'll see. I'll keep everybody updated if I end up buying a house.
Sure.
Thanks everyone for listening. I appreciate everyone.
Yeah. Thank you, Cody, for getting us to talk about this. Hopefully this closes the book on people saying, but why don't you like? Yeah.
Yeah. This is why. Everybody, if you'd like to support us and hear bonus episodes of this show, go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. Mm-hmm. We'd appreciate that. You can also leave us range reviews on Apple Podcasts and Podcast Addict.
Yes. And join us in thanking our producer, Gwen, for helping us put these episodes out. Thank you, Gwen.
Big thanks to Gwen. What should they do until next time?
Until next time, may you be transported into a pocket dimension for a few hours so you can finally take that nap.